Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
My friend Gary was sitting out in the field planting seeds, and there was a particular patch of seeds that he was planting. And he had already determined that whatever came up out of that particular area, he was going to give it away. He was going to sow it as seeds into someone else's life. We happened to be the foundation, the ministry that he chose. And one day, I was surprised when I received a check from a, where do you keep the seed?
What is elevator, grain elevator.
Yeah. Well, I get a check from the grain elevator. And I'm like, I'm not even a farmer. What's this about? And then I saw the note. In 20 minutes of time, he planted, I don't know, I can't remember the numbers now, like so many, a bag and a half of seed in 8 acres, and he wanted to sow the harvest into our lives. This is crazy, Neil, but you know what was happening? I was getting ready to go to the nation of Spain to speak 18 times in 15 days, or 15 times in 18 days, I'm sorry. And while we were there, or while we were going, we thought, wouldn't it be great if we could take to them some books in the language that they spoke? And then we would leave that as seed in the nation. But we had a problem. We needed the funding to do that. That was a big international transaction that was going to take place. Did you know that Gary, in the middle of doing his mundane work, sowing the seed in his field, the harvest that came was the exact amount that we needed to print the books to take to Spain that is now still penetrating that nation? See, if we're not careful, here's the point. You're doing the mundane and going, oh, woe is me. But what if the mundane that you're doing is actually going to be seeds in someone else's life that's going to reach around the globe? See, everything you're doing today is in preparation for what's coming tomorrow. Now, I could continue to say, oh, woe is me. I'm just doing a dull job. I have a dull life. Are you sure? Or are you really being prepared for one of the greatest moments of your life? And my friend Neil, this is not just about motivating people with hype. This is about a life message that if you'll apply yourself, giving yourself away. Or as one friend said, I love this. He said, most people live their life empty and they die full. They die full of ideas and inventions that they've never brought to the world. They die with books that they were going to write, all the things that they were going to do. But don't you think it's time to turn that around and go on and live big and die empty? Why not give yourself away as seeds and see what God will do? And this is one thing I know. Ecclesiastes 11:6 says, keep sowing your seed, for you don't know which will grow. Perhaps it all will.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.